This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A broad group of Israeli political parties struck a fragile deal late Wednesday that would unseat longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Opposition leader Yair Lapid announced that he and his main coalition partner, Naftali Bennett, came to an agreement shortly before a midnight deadline and prevented what could have been Israel's fifth consecutive election in just 2 years. The agreement still needs the approval of the Knesset, or parliament, in a vote that is expected to take place early next week. If it goes through, Lapid and a diverse array of partners that span the Israeli political spectrum will end Netanyahu's record-setting but divisive 12-year rule. Netanyahu is also facing trial on criminal corruption charges, but he has denied any wrongdoing. U.S. President Joe Biden is concerned about the nation splitting into two groups, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Biden has set a goal of 70% of adults in the United States with at least one injection by July 4th, when the country celebrates its Independence Day. The rate is currently 63%. With COVID-19 vaccination, especially in some minority communities, Biden recommends the Shots at the Shop program, which includes more than 1,000 neighborhood barbers and hairstylists. The Biden administration and private companies are encouraging people to get vaccinated with incentives and fund rewards, including cash prizes from a national pharmacy chain and free groceries from a supermarket chain. And a major brewery is also giving away free beer to all Americans 21 and older if the U.S. reaches Biden's 70% goal by July 5th. Via remote, this is VOA News. The White House says President Biden will discuss with Russian President Vladimir Putin later this month the harboring of cyber attackers like those believed to have targeted meatpacking giant JBS. The White House press secretary told reporters that Biden has launched a rapid strategic review of the attack that affected JBS operations in Australia and North America. Biden will meet with his Russian counterpart in Geneva on June 16th, as tensions between the two world powers have escalated over elections meddling, human rights, and Russian aggression toward Ukraine. A U.S. subsidiary of the Brazilian meat processor told the U.S. government it received a ransom demand and the cyber attack it believes originated in Russia. A tropical storm has left at least three people dead and displaced thousands of villagers in the southern and central Philippines, where it triggered floods and landslides. Forecasters say the storm was blowing off Victoria Town, south of Manila, with gusts up to 56 miles per hour. They say it was moving northwestward and may weaken as it blows toward the South China Sea on Thursday. About 20 storms and typhoons batter the Philippines each year. The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on three Bulgarians and 64 companies linked to them over alleged corruption. The Treasury Department, in a statement, called the move its single biggest action targeting graft to date. Bulgaria ranks as the European Union's most corrupt member state, according to the Transparency International Advocacy Group. The Balkan country has repeatedly been criticized by the European Commission for failing to root out corruption and place a single high-ranking senior official behind bars for graft. A large fire broke out Wednesday at an oil refinery in the Iranian capital of Tehran. There are no immediate reports of casualties there. In a separate incident, Iranian naval ships sank off the coast of Oman after catching fire. Firefighting efforts on the ship continued for 24 hours before it became submerged. All 400 people aboard were rescued, and just 20 reporting minor injuries or burns. Naval authorities told television stations that the cause of the fire was still not clear. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.